Welcome to Resonant, a science fiction podcast from StoryOmniverse.com. This story is titled, The Harmonic Mirage of Cyrenith. Step through the pulse and journey with us into worlds beyond. Chapter 1, Arrival on Cyrenith. The phase corridor's filaments snapped out of existence behind them, leaving Tarwan standing in the biting, sulfur-tinged air of Cyrenith. Their boots crunched across a landscape of solidified lava, shattered mineral plates, and scattered clusters of strange sapling-like organisms. Even with exoskeletal support, every movement under the world's heavy gravity pressed down with unrelenting force. A thin acid drizzle had already begun, hissing and beating on their acid-resistant suits. Commander Elian Voss scanned the horizon, his storm-gray eyes narrowing behind his visor. The shard spine's jagged silhouettes broke the horizon, their forms half obscured by billowing mineral fog. Voss's voice was steady in their comms. Standard sweep. Confirm layweb node stability. Document any anomalies and maintain formation. Cyrenith's node is too valuable for surprises. Dr. Sarah Lynn, hunched over her sketchbook of resonance glyphs, adjusted her field dampeners. She eyed a nearby cluster of resonant saplings, their hollow trunks vibrating with the wind, producing harmonic hums that carried an almost unearthly melody. Acoustic interference could complicate our readings, she murmured, her tone analytical but cautious. Jace Murin, ever irrepressible, flicked a bead of acid from his shoulder and grinned. If we make it back and my boots still have soles, I'm buying drinks. He checked the seals on his neutralizer spray and scanned the terrain for hazards. Lieutenant Nyra Dell remained focused on her mission tablet, eyes darting through layers of data. Node convergence zone is 3 clicks north-northwest. I'm seeing some unusual energy drift, but nothing outside protocol, yet. The team advanced across the blackened plateau, acid mist swirling around their legs. Every step was a negotiation with gravity and uncertainty. As the sapling's eerie tones grew louder in the wind, Voss kept his team close, aware that this world's real dangers might not be visible, or even physical. They pressed on, knowing their observations here would echo far beyond Cyrenith's burning plains. Chapter 2, Resonance in the Wind. By the time they reached a raised basalt terrace, mineral fog swirled in their wake, and a sticky, acidic mist clung to every surface. Nyra deployed the survey tripod at the apex, locking its stabilizers into the crust. Jace anchored seismic alert beacons and swept the perimeter, careful to avoid fissures that steamed with geothermal heat. Dr. Lynn set up her acoustic spectrum mic, tuning it to filter out the sapling's lower harmonics. The wind's song, filtered through hundreds of hollow wooden tubes, formed a fluctuating background drone. Lynn frowned at her readout. I'm detecting a repeated harmonic pattern. It's not natural, at least not in this configuration. Voss stepped up, visor glinting. Could it be a warning system? Or a local species? She shook her head. The intervals are too precise. It's as if something's mimicking a resonance scan, but with a phase drift, like a feedback loop. Jace, watching the far edge with his scanner, shifted uneasily. Maybe something's watching us. This place has the feel of an ambush, but nothing's moving. Nyra adjusted her pulse dampeners, eyes intent on her readings. There's a phase discrepancy between the layweb node and the local field. That could explain the echo, but it's almost as if the node's reflecting our own signal back at us, slightly changed. The harmonic feedback was persistent, threading through their comms as a ghost of their own voices and equipment pings. It wasn't threatening, but it was undeniably deliberate. Voss made a decision. We keep to the plan. Sarah, keep recording. Nyra, log all node data and monitor for any sudden phase spikes. Jace, stay sharp. If anything physical emerges, I want 30 seconds warning. The team pressed on, their nerves taut. Above, The saplings' tones grew sharper, and the feedback in their gear seemed to pulse in time with their own heartbeats. The illusion of threat was tangible, but for now, nothing materialized. Still, every step forward felt like a descent into Cyrenit's resonant mind. Chapter 3. Networked Shadows. The team followed a natural terrace, moving with deliberate care. The ground trembled beneath their boots, subtle but constant, as if the planet itself was restless. Nyra's mission tablet flickered with static. Each attempt to ping the node returned a slightly warped signature. Jace kept his eyes on the horizon, his scanner's resonance-hardened array sweeping for motion. All quiet. No stalkers, no heat signatures. Just a whole lot of nothing. Sarah's voice was soft, thoughtful. Or maybe the resonance stalkers are blending in, using the harmonic feedback to mask themselves. If they can mimic environmental sound, they could be everywhere. Voss gestured for the team to regroup in a shallow, wind-carved hollow, providing a brief respite from the acidic drizzle. Lynn adjusted her spectrum mic, filtering the feedback further. Listen, the pattern's changing. It's beginning to mirror our own ping intervals. It's like the environment is learning. Nyra's frown deepened. Echo feedback loops can create dangerous navigation artifacts. If we trust a false return, we could lose our way, or worse, trigger a phase collapse. Jace shivered, not from cold. I'd rather face a real threat than this. At least you can punch that. Voss kept his voice level. We stick to the protocol. No assumptions. Monitor everything. The team sat in tense silence. The world around them alive with layered echoes, some familiar, some almost human. Lynn scribbled quick glyphs, mapping the pulse drift. This isn't just a malfunction. The feedback loop is structured. Someone or something built this into the node, maybe as a test or a warning. A distant rumble split the silence, but it was only another minor tremor. Above them, the sapling's hums shifted, forming a rising, almost melodic chord. The illusion of presence pressed closer, yet nothing emerged from the fog. They pressed on, knowing that here, even the air could lie. Chapter 4. Disruption on the Plateau. As the team navigated a fractured ridge, a sudden surge of resonance crashed across their sensors, sharp enough to trigger a full comms shutdown. Nyra's pulse emitters blared an alert, the harmonic drift veering outside safety margins. Voss barked orders through hand signals, herding the team behind a mineral outcrop as the static crescendoed. Jace slammed his fist onto his array, cursing as the feedback rattled his teeth. Feels like the world's screaming at us. Lynn hunched over her sketchbook, sketching resonance glyphs furiously. It's not random. There's an underlying logic. The pattern's cycling through phase states, as if it's waiting for a response. Nyra's eyes moved in rapid calculation. The nodes echoing our initial scan inputs, but shifted. If we keep pushing without recalibrating, we risk locking ourselves in a permanent feedback cycle. That could mean no safe corridor home. Voss steadied his breathing. Every instinct urged him to act, but he forced himself to observe. Sarah, can you isolate the original node signature? She nodded, her fingers dancing over her mic. If I can match our input to the node's drift, maybe we can break the loop. Jace deployed a portable dampener, the field humming as it suppressed some, but not all, of the phantom echoes. At least it's quieter now, he muttered, though the tension in his jaw remained. Working together, Lynn and Nyra cross-referenced their data. Each attempt to recalibrate was met with a new variation of the same echo, like a riddle set by the world itself. Finally, Lynn's expression changed. There, see? It wants us to resonate, not override. We have to align with the feedback, not erase it. Voss nodded, giving silent approval. Carefully, Nyra adjusted the emitters. The feedback's howl softened, then faded, replaced by a steady, almost musical hum, a harmony, not a warning. For a moment, the illusion of threat vanished, and all that remained was possibility. Chapter 5. Interlude at Fort Resonance. Far below the Antarctic ice, Fort Resonance pulsed with anxious energy. Inside the Ops Command Deck, General Ayla Saren watched TRU-1's telemetry on a flickering display. The Serenith node's data was erratic, its resonance map warped by phantom echoes. A UN SCORE official paced behind her, voice tight. "We can't afford a failure here. If that node destabilizes, we lose a critical corridor. Your team is authorized to abort at any sign of containment breach." Saren's voice was iron. "Voss knows the risk. TRU-1 does not panic. They're equipped to manage pulse feedback, and Lin is the best resonance interpreter we have." The official scowled. "If the feedback is a defensive mechanism, are we not provoking it? Our rivals would seize on any mistake." Saren didn't flinch. "This is exploration. Uncertainty is the rule, not the exception. We'll monitor and advise. But I will not compromise the mission for politics." He left without another word. Alone, Saren leaned closer to the display, her fingers tracing the echoing contour of Serenith's feedback. She whispered to herself, "Show us what you are, before we decide what you mean." The tension between caution and ambition vibrated through Fort Resonance's halls. Each pulse of data, a new variable in a political game, as volatile as the world beyond the corridor. Chapter 6. The Shard Spines Test. Returning their focus to the field, the team pressed deeper into the Shard Spine. The terrain was surreal. Jagged terraces, layers upon layers of mineral, and the ever-present chorus of sapling harmonics. Jace halted abruptly beside an outcropping half-buried in black grit. He scraped away the crust, revealing a carved stone arch inscribed with symbols echoing the resonance glyphs Lin had been sketching. "Looks like we're not the first to hear the song," he muttered. Lin crouched, tracing the markings with gloved fingers. "These are phase alignment instructions, like a manual for tuning to the node. Whoever made this understood resonance at a level we're just starting to grasp." Nyra scanned the ruins with her resonance-hardened array, picking up faint subsonic pulses. "It's still active, in a sense. These stones are tuned to amplify certain harmonics, maybe to communicate with the node or signal across the layweb." Voss studied the surroundings. "Any sign this was a settlement?" Lin shook her head. "Not in the usual sense. No tools, no artifacts, just resonance markers. Maybe their civilization collapsed when the node destabilized, or maybe they moved on once the feedback became too strong." The arch's pulse intensified as the team approached. A low, thrumming chord shivered through the air, aligning with the feedback they'd encountered earlier. Lin's eyes widened. "It's a harmonic mirror. If we match its frequency, we might stabilize the loop." The team synchronized their equipment with the arch's pulse. The feedback in their comms faded, replaced by a measured, gentle oscillation. The illusion of threat flickered again, still present, but now less menacing, more like a test of intent than a warning. Voss nodded, satisfaction in his eyes. "We're learning its language. Let's keep going." Chapter 7. Confronting the Unknown. With the Arch's pulse as their guide, the team moved through the terraces, the environment responding in subtle ways. The acidic drizzle slackened, and the saplings' tones shifted to a softer, more inviting harmony. But the sense of being watched never left them. Jace's scanners pinged with random spikes. Lin's mic caught snatches of sound that almost formed words. The illusion of threat had not disappeared, only transformed. Sarah voiced what they all felt. "The resonance is playing with us. It's echoing our signals, testing reactions, maybe even learning from us." Nyra, plotting a return route, nodded. "It's not hostile, just curious. Like it's showing us reflections of our own fears." Voss weighed their options. "We have what we came for. We've stabilized the node, recorded the feedback, and mapped the ruins. We won't solve Cyrenith today. Lynn closed her sketchbook. But we understand more now, especially about ourselves. The greatest danger here isn't the environment, but how the resonance magnifies what we bring into it. As they prepared to retrace their path, the harmonics around them faded to a peaceful hush. The threat had always been an illusion, one shaped by the node, the environment, and their own perceptions. The realization settled over the team. Sometimes, the line between enemy and echo is thinner than they imagined. Chapter 8. Resolution at the Node. Back at the convergence point, Nyra activated her resonance shard. The phase corridor's filaments braided into shimmering existence, stable and true. Each member of the team paused, casting a final look at the haunting landscape, the sapling swaying in a wind that carried echoes of everything they'd felt and feared. Voss spoke quietly, his words for the team alone. "We faced illusion and learned from it. There's no permanent threat here, just a test and a mirror." They stepped through the corridor, and Cyrenith's harmonics faded behind them. The passage home was silent, except for the steady breath of their equipment and the memory of the song. Back at Fort Resonance, they debriefed with General Saren. Lynn presented her data, harmonic diagrams, sketches of the arch, and logs of the feedback shifting patterns. Nyra recommended future calibration techniques to better distinguish real threats from resonance artifacts. Saren listened, then nodded. "You've bought us time and understanding. Status remains stable. We'll proceed with caution." The team dispersed, each carrying their own reflections. Cyrenith's illusions had not been fully unraveled, but for now, the node was quiet, and so were their minds. Chapter 9. Lingering Shadows. As days passed, the echoes of Cyrenith lingered in the minds of TRU-1. Lynn spent nights replaying the harmonic recordings, searching for meaning in the layered sounds. Jace found himself startled by phantom noises in the corridors, unsure if they were memories or something more. Nyra worked with the Pulse engineers to refine their protocols, building safeguards that would help future teams recognize when threat was only an illusion. Voss walked the silent halls of Fort Resonance, replaying the mission in his memory, grateful for what they'd learned, but wary of what still lay hidden. Political rumblings at Fort Resonance continued, but the node remained stable. Cyrenith's feedback had been seen for what it was, a harmonic mirage, a test of perception and resolve. TRU-1's experience became a case study, a lesson in humility, vigilance, and the subtle power of resonance. There would be no dramatic breakthrough, no world-changing revelation, only the quiet satisfaction of having faced the unknown and found it, for now, to be survivable. New missions loomed, but the illusions of Cyrenith would remain with them, guiding their approach to whatever the layweb brought next. You've been listening to Resonant, part of StoryOmniverse.com. The pulse fades for now, but another world awaits discovery.